This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red, orange and yellow warnings for rainfall across several parts of the country today. A red alert has been issued for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Talking to Akashvani, senior scientist at IMD, Dr. Soma Sen said that a well-marked low-pressure area has formed over northeast Bay of Bengal and is likely to cause isolated very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha till tomorrow. In Uttarakhand, a red alert has been issued for Champawat, Nainital and Udham Singh Nagar districts today. Vigilance is being maintained by the administration. Our correspondent reports that vehicular movement is being blocked due to landslides at various places in hilly regions. The Badrinath and Kedarnath national highways have been obstructed for movement at various places. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today took stock of the situation. In Uttar Pradesh, authorities are on high alert, especially in western and Terai regions, in the wake of the alert issued by the IMD. Red and orange alert have been issued for many parts of the state for the next 24 hours. In Madhya Pradesh, the strongest system of the monsoon season is active in most parts. As a result, flood-like conditions have developed, all the dams are full and major rivers are in spate. A part of the airport wall in Jabalpur collapsed due to rain. 17 people have lost their lives in rain-related accidents across the state since yesterday till this morning. According to the IMD, another new system is becoming active in the Bay of Bengal from September 15. Its effect will be seen in the state from September 16. Scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Filing of nominations ended yesterday. In Haryana, the nominations can be withdrawn till the 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September, as there will be a holiday on the 16th. A total of 483 candidates have submitted nomination papers for the third phase, in which 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls on the 1st of October. Counting of votes in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation CBI in the alleged excise policy scam. The bail has been granted on the bond of 10 lakh rupees. The Apex Court also put other conditions, like he should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all hearings unless exempted. A two-judge bench of justices Surya Kant and Ujjal Bhuyan pronounced the verdict on the petitions by the Delhi Chief Minister challenging his arrest by CBI in connection with the scam. The National Investigation Agency today conducted searches at several locations in Punjab in connection with its probe into the attack on the Indian High Commission in Canada, allegedly by pro-Khalistan supporters. The searches were conducted in Moga, Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. Last year, the agency had registered a case over protest by pro-Khalistani supporters outside the Indian mission in Ottawa. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting searches at various places in West Bengal today in connection with food supply and distribution corruption case. The agency has sent teams to many districts including Paschim Medinipur, South 24 Parganas, North 24 Parganas, Nadia and Kolkata. Various godowns, fair price shops and houses of the ration dealers are in scanner. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded DRDO, the Indian Navy and all stakeholders for the successful flight tests of the Vertical Launch Short-Range Surface-to-Air Missile VLSRSA yesterday. He stated that this missile equipped with modern technologies will provide a further technological boost to the armed forces. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO and the Indian Navy have conducted back-to-back successful flight tests of the VLSRSA missile system. And that is the end of this news bulletin.